1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by our friends at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It is priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 9th of March. It is 7:24, 31 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by SOS Community Relations Coordinator Carrie Winnell. Carrie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us as Carrie is in to talk about Hope-a-palooza. And Carrie, we are just about there, aren't we?
It is going to be here before we know it, Friday the 25th. We are very excited.
All right. So, and where will Hope-a-palooza be taking place this year?
This year, we are actually going to be at the fairgrounds. We're going to be in the Boyer Community Building. So we're really excited about a change of venue and doing things a little bit different this year.
Okay. So what time will things get started on March the 25th?
We will start at 5:30, so guests can arrive and, you know, go grab a drink, socialize, and then we'll be followed by dinner. We'll do an awards ceremony, and then we'll do our live auction. And then around 8 o'clock, we'll have Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands play, and we'll wrap things up around 10. So it'll be a really fun evening.
What a great lineup it is, and raising money for SOS and all the fine work that they do. So very important to get these funds put to work by the great staff at SOS and all that they do. Now, tickets, are you sold out at this point, Carrie?
So we did sell out on tickets really quickly, but Connie and I kind of reviewed the setup again, and we think we can make some adjustments. So we do think we can allow a few more guests. So if you did not get tickets and you want your chance, we have started contacting the people that have reached out as a wait list, and we will have a few more available. So if you do want tickets and you didn't get one, please give us a call. So 620-343-8799. We're limited on the amount we can have, but if you want to get your name on that list, please call us as soon as you can.
All right, Hope-a-palooza. And how much is the ticket? How much is the ticket, Carrie? Hello? Did we lose you? Let me try this. Are you there?
I can't hear you right now. I'm sorry. My phone cut out.
Can you hear me now? Hello? Well, everything is functioning on this end, but we have seemed to have lost. Yep, we now have lost the line. Anyway, Carrie Woodell, who is the Community Relations Coordinator for SOS Hope-a-palooza, their big fundraiser coming up on March the 25th. Again, they're trying to get maybe a few more people in, so give SOS a call at 620-343-8799, and we'll see if they can't get you in. I think Carrie is trying to call, and we may try to get her locked back in here for just a second so we can wrap things up here. Let's see if Greg can get a transfer taken care of, and I need a transfer, Greg. There we go. All right. So, Carrie, you're there.
I'm so sorry about that. Technical difficulties this morning.
That's okay. Hey, we know all about that. That certainly happens. So, Carrie back with us again. So, yeah, coming up March the 25th, you mentioned what a great night. You got dinner. And why don't you tell us about some of the auction items you have?
Oh, we have some awesome ones. And we are so grateful for the support, you know. These are donated things that are going to go over really well with our audience. We've got a lot of experiences. So, you know, whether it's a private four-course meal in your home with friends, we've got a Florida vacation, we've got, you know, some unbound opportunities. So if you didn't get lucky in the lottery, you can have a second chance. We've got some de-stress day packages. I mean, so many choices. I can't even go over the whole list in the amount of time we have, but we've got some really amazing items. So definitely check it out. We'll be sharing more of that on our social media accounts as well.
All right. And you've got some great sponsors. You want to mention some of your sponsors here this morning?
Absolutely. We could not do it without our amazing sponsors. And so our top sponsors that have really made this possible so that all of the profit will go straight to our services and our clients. We have to thank Michelin here in town, Guion Showcase, Lyon County State Bank, Kansas Security, Mulready's, and of course, KBOE. You guys are amazing, and we couldn't do this without you, so we are very, very grateful for all the support.
And Carrie, quickly tell us where the proceeds will go.
Absolutely. So we need lots of different things to help our clients get started, and a lot of them are starting over, getting out of a bad situation, an unsafe situation. So a lot of them are spending time in our shelter and then starting out on their own, needing new employment, starting over with household cleaning supplies, maybe needing a washer or dryer. There's a lot of things that we do to help our clients get started in a new life, a new chapter of their life. And some of those things are not covered by grants. And so a lot of these things that we are using donor funding for are things that grants don't specifically cover. So, you know, there's a wide variety of things that these could be doing. And it also helps support, you know, our staff and the things that we need just to operate.
It's Celebrating Hope and Courage, SOS Hopeapalooza 2022, coming up March the 25th at the Boyer Community Building. And I do understand, too, Carrie, that you'll be recognizing your Heroes for Hope personnel.
We absolutely will, and I'm very excited to kind of add this element to our fundraiser. It's going to be a really great night of celebration. And so if you haven't had a chance to support our Heroes for Hope yet, it's not too late. You can still help them reach their goals, and you can do that online by going to our website. And there's a pop-up banner. It'll take you straight to the Heroes for Hope page. You can see all the names listed, and then you can make a donation in their honor. Just remember to put their name in the In Honor Of field when you do that, and I'm sure they'd be very grateful. And if you need more information on Hopeapalooza, that's also on our website. So you can go to soskansas.com/hope. -A-PALOOZA. Or you can find us on Facebook. There's more information there as well.
I got to tell you, your Heroes for Hope ladies, they have been getting after it, Carrie.
They have done amazing. In such creative ways, spreading awareness. We're so, so proud of them.
All right, so for more information, give SOS a call at 620-343-8799. Carrie, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, that is Carrie Waddell, who is the SOS Community Relations Coordinator, talking about Hopeapalooza coming up March the 25th. Our Newsmaker segment this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham and Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It is priceless. Mel's Tire. And tomorrow morning on our primetime Newsmaker, we'll be joined by Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn, an update on the county's COVID-19 response. That's tomorrow morning on our primetime Newsmaker. 732, 30 degrees. Good morning.
Chris Gorton at John North Ford Nissan. Let's jump right into some of our used vehicle additions. A one-owner lease turn-in 2018.